Floodlights at the base of the 20th Century Fox logo, set against a sunset sky overlooking Los Angeles. Five pointed stars swoop down from the sky, then skim across the surface of a lake before forming a halo above a snow-capped mountain. Paramount, a Viacom company. High up in the night sky, a boy is perching in a crescent moon, dangling a fishing rod into clouds below. DreamWorks, SKG.
DreamWorks Animation presents,
in association with
Treehouse Comics Inc.
All right, okay. So, a long, 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 long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there was a planet called Underpanny World.
Oh, wait. Okay, go.
That's perfect. Okay. Underpanny World was a peaceful planet where everybody wore only underwear. Until it started to blow up for some reason.
Oh my gosh.
Meanwhile, the leaders of Underpanny World, Big Daddy Long Johns and his wife Princess Pantyhose, saved their baby by stretching his underwear really far, and then they shot him into space.
Godspeed, little underpants.
The planet explodes.
And then he crashed on Earth where he was raised by some nice fun. Dolphins?
Yeah, dolphins. Just go with it.
Okay, fine. Goo goo gaga.
The baby with his adoring dolphin parents.
But the space baby grew up fast.
Look, up in the sky! It's a bird, it's a plane!
It's an egg salad sandwich!
And guess what? I'm rotten!
Faster than a speeding waistband! More powerful than boxer shorts!
You'll never catch me, Captain Underpants. Owie!
Able to leap tall buildings without getting a wedgie.
Hey, all right, good for you, pal. Now put on some clothes, you weirdo.
Ha 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 ha! No way! I fight for truth, justice, and all that is pre-shrunk and cottony, for I am...
Captain Underpants!
The origin issue.
It's so good. We should have done an origin issue ages ago.
Yeah, like, first.
You know, I'm not sure about the dolphins, though.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I didn't know if it was the thing where it was, like, good weird or bad weird. Like, is it something... the origin issue!
I've told you 2,000 times not to draw these idiotic comics.
Please! Hey, everybody! Wait, one second. Hi, I'm George Beard, and this is my best friend, Harold Hutchins.
Hey. Aw, man.
It's okay. We got more ideas. See, Harold loves to draw, and I love to tell stories. And this old guy looking angry right here? Well, this is the worst principal in the world, Mr. Krupp.
Mean old Mr. Krupp. Hates anything fun, like comic books, recess, Christmas, even kittens.
Oh my goodness, did that really happen?
No, not technically, but it might as well have. I'm sorry, I'm still mad about the comic.
Yeah, me too. And I'm free.
In my office. Now!
A fan's blowing in Mr. Krupp's office, making his hair rise up into the air and then fall back down onto his head as he stares at George and Harold across the desk.
What is happening right now?
I don't know.
Do you think he fell asleep with his eyes open?
Maybe. Let's try and leave and see what happens.
Mr. Krupp suddenly hits a red button and they're locked in by metal doors.
Wow, that's an expensive door.
It was a choice between the magnetic automatic door closer and the music and arts programs.
He shoves a painting in a tuba.
Pretty sure I made the right choice. This morning's school sign is supposed to read, "Sewage plant field trips are today." So can either of you explain why it now reads...
Come see my hairy armpits!
I know you two are responsible.
How? How do you know? Do you have any proof? I mean, this is a country of laws.
The proof is here, inside my gut.
He must have a lot of proof in there.
Quiet, Fox. Quiet, Fox.
Ever since you've attended this elementary school, you've been responsible for one prank after another.
A teacher's fired into the air from a sprung seat. Another's hit by an elasticated basketball. Green slime explodes over Mr. Krupp. Then he's interrupted in the toilet because somebody's switched the signs. Water squirts over teachers. Then one finds a tiger in his classroom. George and Harold float out of the school in a torrent of huge bubbles.
Wow, that's a lot of pranks.
Yeah, when it's cut all together like that, you really get a sense of the scope.
Some of those must have been really hard to pull off.
And dangerous, like that tiger.
Oh, that tiger was crazy.
For long years, you two have been disrupting the carefully calibrated drone-like beehive that this elementary school is supposed to be. I may not be able to prove it yet. I'm gonna get you two one day. One day. Very, very soon.
All right.
Fair enough.
Get out of my office. Now!
They walk away.
You see what we're up against? And that's just a typical day at Jerome Horwitz Elementary.
More like Jerome Horwitz Penitentiary.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Tommy?
Same old, same old.
Poor kid. Time to have fun with history. Memorize these dates. 1827, 1853, 1914, 1920.
First graders. Always hits them the hardest.
Hold on a second. So that's why we do what we do. He's left us no choice. Our pranks and practical jokes are the last line of defense against the injustice of our terrible principal.
Well, well, well. I heard you both got into a bit of the old trouble today.
How'd you hear that, Melvin?
Did you tattletale on us?
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I did. Someone has to stand up for the man.
No one has to stand up for the man. That's the whole point of the man. He stands up for himself, Melvin.
Respectfully disagree.
Their teacher arrives and his briefcase bursts open.
Attention, everyone! Principal Krupp here with an announcement. This Saturday is the mandatory invention convention.
What? That's the third Saturday this month.
You must be here with your inventions at 8 a.m.
Is there no justice?
I know that's early for Saturday, but don't worry. You should be done by 9 p.m.
Later, doors open and pupils run happily outside. George and Harold amongst them with their skateboards.
Treehouse?
Treehouse.
Approaching the treehouse, George hauls on a rope and a ladder swings forward. Then Harold pulls it down to the ground and ushers his friend towards it. Climbing up, they step into the spacious treehouse and sigh contentedly. Harold hangs up their bags, then sets a fan turning with his catapult.
Welcome to the world headquarters of Treehouse Comics, Inc.
Yep, this is where the magic happens. Not like actual magic, no. Practicing the dark arts. No, here we just hang out and make comics and try to make each other laugh.
That's how we became friends. This is me in kindergarten.
And this is me. George and I aren't friends yet, but we're about to be.
The seventh planet from the sun is called Uranus.
George and Harold giggle.
Scientists refer to Uranus.
Your anus!
I know!
The teacher looks round.
Known as a gas giant.
I don't get it. It's just science, guys. As I was
saying. Hey, I'm George. You want to hang out in my treehouse after school?
You have a treehouse?
Melvin's flicked away.
Ever since then, we've created hundreds of comics in here, like The Wrath of the Wicked Wedgie Woman.
And who could forget Sad Worm? It was a worm who was sad. That one's still a work in progress.
But the all-time greatest superhero that we've ever created was the amazing Captain Underpants.
See, most superheroes look like they're flying around in their underwear.
Well, this guy actually does.
Come on, let's get to work.
a paper aeroplane.
Hey, tell me what you think.
Oh, I can't wait to draw this.
La-la-la.
Wait, wait, don't move, don't move.
Reading the comic, Harold laughs until he falls out of his hammock. The comic's finished.
Mr. Hutchins, I gotta say, your drawings get better with every issue.
Because your words inspire greatness, Mr. Beard.
Good night, Harold.
Night, George.
They leave the treehouse on separate sides of a fence, climbing down into the gardens of their neighboring houses. Both boys sit up in bed on a sunny morning.
I love Saturday.
When anything is possible.
I love Saturday, 'cause I can wear my pajamas all day.
I love Saturday, 'cause I can watch TV all day.
Day.
I can pee a little bit in my underwear, and no one will mind.
Where are you going with that? Do you really do
no,
that?
No, what are you talking about? It's just something I could do because...
Monday's an eternity away.
When it is
Saturday.
Get in the car, boys. You've got the invention convention today.
As the happy moment is broken, a cat attacks a bird and gets chased by a dog. Then the sky darkens and lightning strikes in pouring rain. A solitary leaf falls, then pupils are trudging into school, their heads bowed.
Does it not? Quick announcement. Our science teacher, Mr. Fide, is no longer with us.
He's dead?
What? No, not like that. He wanted to spend Saturday with his family. So I fired him. I'll find a replacement next week. Anyway, on to Melvin Sneedley with the first of his 16...
Oh, actually, it's 17.
17 inventions. Take it away, Melvin.
I will now demonstrate a prototype which I call the robotic sock matcher. Never waste time matching your own sock. The electromagnetic...
George and Harold look bored.
Make it end.
The binder. Having trouble organizing your binders? Well, look no further than this giant binder. Four binders.
This is the stuff of nightmares. We have to do something about this.
I don't know. Krupp looks serious this time, George. Maybe we should just lay low for a while.
Lay low? Look at our fellow children. Look upon their sad, miserable, pathetic faces. Come on, Harold. If you won't do it for me and you won't do it for you, do it for future generations. Save the first graders, the kindergartners, the unborn from a life of eternal boredom.
The kids all look to Mr. Krupp, but he's asleep, so they turn back to George and Harold.
Okay, let's do this.
Feast your eyes on this, the Turbo Toilet 2000.
Harold and George make some adjustments to Melvin's toilet.
Screwdriver.
Oh, samba. Once you're done using the facilities, hit the button and let my toilet wash itself. Now included, automatic toilet paper wiping cloth.
Trademark!
George and Harold grin as the modified invention fires toilet rolls across the packed hall. Then one hits Mr. Krupp, waking him up.
Melvin, turn that thing off!
I'm trying to, but it's not cooperating.
Delighted pupils play, bouncing high into the air from a trampoline made of toilet roll. Two girls twirl like a ballerina. Two lads run on turning toilet rolls. Then another appears wrapped in paper, pretending to be an Egyptian mummy. Melvin sighs as the toilet stops moving. Then it fires him across the hall.
Best prank ever! Well, that brings our story to its happy conclusion.
I hope you've all enjoyed the film.
It was certainly shorter than we expected.
What more is there to say? Our fellow students got to enjoy their weekend, which, by the way, they are legally entitled to.
And good triumphed over evil once and for all.
Boys, a moment, please.
In the principal's office, a smile spreads across Mr. Krupp's face.
What's happening to his face?
I think he's smiling. I'm so cold.
Oh,
so cold.
I'll let myself in, receptionist lady.
Melvin!
What's he doing here?
You see, Melvin is yet to demonstrate his most impressive invention from today. It was a little extracurricular project I asked him to come up with myself.
I call him the Tattle Turtle 200. On the outside, it resembles a turtle. But on the inside, oh, look at this. It's a nanny cam.
Oh, Melvin, how fun. Let's see what it recorded.
He plugs it in, but nothing happens.
Yeah, you gotta change input to video.
I think I got this.
You're on AUGS. Change it to video.
It's not my TV. It's your turtle.
You're doing it wrong.
I know. I think I know how to do my office. Screwdriver.
It's footage of George and Harold.
Is this two-ply or one-ply?
We're so guilty.
Quiet fives.
Wow, that's a nanny cam. Really has good picture quality.
Was that high def? Because you can really tell that's us, huh?
I can't believe it. I gotcha. I finally gotcha.
We've finally got them, sir?
Yes, yes. Well done, Melvin. Extra credit granted.
Put that in my pocket. Extra credit. It feels so good.
I told you I would get you one day. And that day I was talking about is this day. Today. This is the day.
Are you going to tell our parents?
No. Your parents are obviously total failures. I have a much more effective punishment in mind. Because I'm going to have you two placed in separate classes. I'm going to annihilate your friendship.
What? No!
You see? You won't be together. You won't be able to enjoy each other's company and ruin my life.
Mr. Krupp, no, you can't do this, please.
This is too much. I mean, even for you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, boys. Because come Monday...
Lightning flashes in the pouring rain as George and Harold shelter in the treehouse.
Separate classes... Our friendship's over. I'll never see you again in my life.
Hey, calm down. It's not the end of the world. We'll still be best friends. Just way down the hall from each other. What am I talking about? This is bad. Long-distance relationships never work.
This is just the beginning. Imagine the future. Friends separated. Promising each other they'll remain besties.
Sock puppets of George and Harold are sent to separate ends of a corridor by Mr. Krupp.
But within months, we'll be awkwardly bumping into each other at the mall. Hey, George.
Hey, do I know you?
You'll have a weird haircut. I'll be wearing a suit for some reason. And before we know it, separate classes will lead to separate lives, which inevitably leads to robots.
What? Why are there robots at the mall?
Because this is the future. The future always has robots.
Whoa. Why are the robots shooting other robots? Aren't they supposed to be friends?
I don't know. I'm the artist. You're the writer. That's why we need each other.
A huge tattle turtle breaks through a wall, torching the shopping center with his laser eye. Back in the treehouse.
Okay, you're right. No, you are right. I mean, if we get put in separate classes, it's the end of the world as we know it.
What are we gonna do?
Oh, I'll tell you what we're gonna do. First thing Monday morning, we're getting that turtle.
The boys watch as Mr. Krupp's photocopying is interrupted by a school cook.
Ah! Get it!
Oh, is this a bad time? I did not mean to interrupt the copying process. I'll go.
Yes, go. Please, go.
No. I'm just finishing up. What brings you around here?
I just made this tuna casserole, and I noticed it had your name on it and jalapeno peppers.
Smells, spicy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's because it's been dry-aged for a week.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds very time-consuming.
It took a week.
Ew. They like each other.
Oh, no, George. I think it's much worse. They like each other.
What are you talking about? Adults don't like other adults.
Well, you probably haven't seen it at your home since your parents are married. In my studies, like-liking seems to end with marriage.
Hmm. Well, I should probably get back to running the school. You know, it's not gonna run itself.
But... Oh. Oh, Edith. Get your head out of the clouds!
Wait, Edith! You never gave me the tuna casserole! I think he forgot the turtle!
Go!
A receptionist appears.
Great. What now?
She answers the phone.
Hello! If you would like the chance to win $1 billion...
Please hold for one of our representatives.
Having set up the prank call, George and Harold crawl past the receptionist's desk and into Mr. Krupp's empty office, where they start searching for the tattle turtle.
It's gotta be in here somewhere.
He finds a drawer labeled George and Harold.
Whoa!
What?
Everything Krupp ever confiscated from us.
Look at all that stuff.
Oh, dear old whoopee cushion. You will sing once again.
Oh, my super duper soaking machine.
My hypno ring. I never even got to take it out of the wrapper.
Wow. Look at this. He's got every issue of Captain Underpants we've ever created. You think he reads them?
I was kind of hoping that we appeal to a slightly cooler demographic.
Well, if it isn't George Beard and Harold Hutchins, to what do I owe the pleasure? Is it perhaps this?
Oh, no.
Nice try. Turtle and I have grown quite attached. We're inseparable, actually. I carry him wherever I go. Including the shower!
Oh.
Poor Turtle.
Oh. What's this? Why, it's the paperwork to separate you two. It's really incredible. I can actually see the end of your friendship. And it ends right here, on this dotted line.
George, do something.
Put the pen down, Mr. Krupp, or we'll hypnotize you.
What?
What?
You said do something.
What is that?
Forged from the molten plastic of Shindong, China. In the lowest floor of the darkest basement where only toy prizes dare be made, exists the most powerful item ever to be found in the box of frosted sugar doodles. The Hypno Ring.
Hypnotize me with that piece of plastic junk.
Does that really work?
What do you think? I got it out of a cereal box. I'm warning you, if you don't do what we say, you're gonna get really sleepy.
Oh, will I? I'll get sleepy. With that thing pointing at me. It's not making me sleep. I'm not gonna get sleepy for... Oh.
They all rise into the air.
What kind of plastic hokum is this?
A red spiral of light surrounds the school as the boys and Mr. Krupp spin in a glowing vortex. Then they land back in Mr. Krupp's office.
What was that?
I don't know. I honestly didn't think that would happen.
With Mr. Krupp hypnotized, they take the tattle turtle.
Gotcha. You're safe now, little turtle.
When I snap my fingers, you will obey our every command.
Wait, how do you know this?
I don't know. I just say the first thing that comes to my mind with great authority. You are now a chicken.
Mr. Krupp stares up at them, wide-eyed.
It worked! He's a chicken. Okay, let me try. You're a monkey.
He beats his chest and swings from the ceiling lights.
Look at it, it's a monkey!
Harold looks from a Captain Underpants comic to the now hypnotized Principal Krupp.
Come on.
You are now the greatest superhero of all time! The amazing Captain Underpants!
Mr. Krupp rips off his tie and wig and kicks off his shoes. Then a fan blows pages of the comic into a whirlwind as he poses heroically in a red cape and underpants.
Tra-la-la!
Captain Underpants? Is that really you?
Let's see. Underpants. Check. Captain. Also check. I'm pretty sure I'm Captain Underpants.
It worked!
Which must make you my trusty sidekicks!
What, sidekicks?
Fear not! This planet is safe under my watchful eye!
This is amazing!
Let's see what's afoot!
He dives out of a window.
Well, that was
invigorating.
We gotta stop him.
Why?
Huzzah!
Out of the road, bozo!
Why, thank you, vehicle person.
Ow. Yeah, we should probably go get him. Captain Underpants, wait!
Captain Underpants spots a mime artist performing in the street.
What is this? Poor soul, you're trapped in some sort of invisible box-like prison. What's that? I can't hear you, but I see your tears.
Is it okay that I'm kind of loving this?
Yes and no, but mostly yes.
Fear not, I will set you free.
Ow! Ow!
What is wrong with you?
Oh, that's better, I can hear you now.
Sorry, we're so sorry.
Okay, listen, let's not be punching people though, because—
Hold it! Let me help. Oh. Ah. You're welcome, madam.
You know, we should probably get you back to the school before anything else—
Halt!
What?
Do you sense that?
No.
Well, of course you don't. You're not a superhero like me. Come, psychics. Evil lurks within.
Oh, no.
Where'd he go now?
To the sky!
Captain Underpants raises a fist skywards and makes flying noises as he goes up in a glass lift, scaring the other travelers.
You think a guy like him would be easy to find?
Found him!
Stand down, you giant ape monster!
Giant ape monster? What is he talking—
Your days of terrifying this town are over!
Mr. Krupp, Captain Underpants, you can't actually fly!
Now I take to the sky like an ostrich!
He leaps onto a giant inflatable gorilla that comes loose and swings precariously from an office block rooftop.
We gotta do something! I've got an idea.
George and Harold climb into a crane cab.
Oh, that is a lot of buttons.
Captain Underpants is fighting the inflatable gorilla.
Ow, right, the kisser!
A rope snaps and the gorilla falls to the ground, then bounces away with Captain Underpants on board.
No! Follow that gorilla!
The boys follow the huge bouncing inflatable in the borrowed crane.
Citizens of this marvelous metropolis, I will rid you of this menace any moment. No!
Come on.
The swinging crane hook pops the blow-up gorilla, and Captain Underpants falls, landing on two escaping bank robbers.
Let that be a lesson to evildoers everywhere. Never underestimate the power of underwear. Who the heck are you?
The policeman gapes as George and Harold arrive in the crane and parallel park.
Wow, I can't believe we found a spot.
Oh, goodness. Grandpa, you did it again.
Huh? He's a sleepwalker. Come on, Pap. Let's get you back into bed.
But what about all the other evil villains?
Don't worry about that. There's no more evil villains around here.
A science teacher. The perfect cover.
An evil genius grabs the job advert. At the treehouse...
Jumps! What an astounding headquarters, stuffed full of relics, all celebrating my interplanetary exploits. Oh, this takes me back.
What are we gonna do? He can't just stay here. We have to turn him back into Krupp.
I know, but can we just take a moment to acknowledge what's happening here, please? Captain Underpants is hanging out in our treehouse.
Look at the cute little turtle. Oh, he's so adorable. Well, a hero's work is never done. Now it is time to fly again.
No.
Harold throws water at him.
Where am I?
Where are my pants?
Oh, no, he's Krupp again.
Tra-la-la.
That's it. Now we know what turns him back and forth.
Turns who what? Why am I soaking wet?
Cool.
Hey. Tra-la-la. Harold. Tra-la-la. George. La.
We should probably stop.
Yeah, we probably should.
Stop doing this! I am Captain. What are you doing? Hello? Well, hello! What's happening?
Fear not!
They continue switching him from Mr. Krupp to Captain Underpants until he collapses. Then they find his address from his driver's license.
Okay, this is the street. Come on, we're almost there. Evening.
Evening.
It's a bad job. Yes.
George and Harold arrive at Mr. Krupp's house, pulling him on a handcart.
Ooh, we made it. I wonder what horrors lie inside.
This There's probably wild dogs in there.
Probably torture implements.
Rabid rats.
Brains in jars.
Jars of plucked out eyeballs.
Bones of former students.
Opening the door, they find a normal looking living room.
Why'd you scream?
I just assumed there'd be something scary, but it's actually a really nice place.
They wheel in Mr. Krupp, who's still sleeping in the handcart.
We probably shouldn't snoop around.
Yeah, definitely not.
Come on.
They find nothing in his fridge except for ketchup, just one fork in the cutlery drawer, and a sad-looking cereal packet in a cupboard.
Not so Cheerios.
Ah, this guy's bumming me out.
The two towels in Mr. Krupp's bathroom are labeled his and still his.
I gotta say, this has not been the funnest snoop.
Yeah, no, totally. A really sad snoop. Kind of regretting it, actually.
They heave the sleeping Mr. Krupp onto his bed, still wearing his superhero underpants and cape.
I sure hope we don't ever end up like him. All alone.
It's impossible. That would never happen.
Yeah, that'll never happen. Unless he puts us in separate classes.
Which'll never happen.
Huh?
It'll never happen. Because we control him now. And if he ever gives us any trouble again, all we gotta do is snap our fingers and tra-la-la. All of our problems go away.
George and Harold arrive at school on skateboards in Hawaiian shirts and sunglasses. While other students stare admiringly, Harold turns up the volume on the stereo he's carrying. Then, as the boys strut along the corridors, the floor glows like disco lights under their feet. They share a smile and their special fingertip handshake. Then a boy looks up from a water fountain as they pass by.
Hey, Tommy, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Whoa, cool shirts!
What are you two doing together? I separated you.
No, you didn't.
What are you talking about? I signed the paperwork. See?
I don't see a signature. Harold, do you see a signature?
Not a thing. I actually can't see a thing. These sunglasses are too dark.
What? I could have sworn I signed that thing. No matter. There. Officially separated. Forever. What? Give me that.
Tra-la-la.
See? Problem solved.
Other pupils appear.
Greetings, citizen.
Quick in here.
Shoving him into the music room.
Okay, you know what? These shirts were way premature.
Definitely. Come on, let's turn them back into Krupp.
We can't. He'll separate us, remember?
Yeah, well, we can't have him wandering around looking like that.
A triangle. It dings.
While Mr. Krupp plays the triangle, dressed as Captain Underpants, the boys spot his discarded clothes and have an idea. Later, they emerge from the music room.
Ah, Principal Krupp, you caught us again. You better take us to your office for a good old talking to. Right? Principal Krupp?
Principal who?
Captain Underpants, get out here.
Sidekicks, are you sure my secret identity requires these restricting, uncomfortable clothes?
Yes, positive.
100% positive. Now act like a principal.
Oh, right. How does a principal act?
Mean.
Okay, dope.
Ah! Ah! I'm a principal!
Opening the door to the office, they meet Edith.
Oh, hello! Oh, surprise! It's Edith. Did you like my tuna casserole?
I cannot lie. I don't recall having your tuna casserole.
What? Oh.
But if your casserole is as striking as your one blue eye...
Oh, I didn't think you noticed.
Oh, my. Two blue eyes.
They both giggle.
Principal Krupp, it's time to go. Gotta wrap it up.
Very well, then. Up, up, and...
And this way, sir.
Alert, alert.
Aha!
Wow, she's still on hold.
Whew. We made it.
Well, hello, citizen.
What? And hello to you, too. I was just, admiring the view from your broken window. It's in the shape of a man. Anyway, I am here to interview for the science teacher position.
Perfect. I'm disguised as an elementary school principal.
Oh. Guys, I totally got this. Don't worry one bit.
He starts an interview.
Now, where did I put that resume? Nope.
Searching his briefcase, the evil genius produces weapons, including an axe, explosives, dangerous chemicals, and a chainsaw.
Aha! Here we go!
Says here you're a science teacher?
Not exactly.
But you have teaching experience.
Oh, no, I can't say that I do.
Not even, like, babysitting?
I would never sit on a baby.
Camp counselor.
I never was a camp counselor, although I did receive counseling for some trauma I experienced as a child.
I'm getting a really good vibe about you.
Now, hold on. Let me see that resume. It says here that you were a genius inventor?
Man! Genius inventor, but yes.
And then for the last few years, you've been in a very dark place, and your title was Revenge Seeker? Revenge at all costs? Die, die? Am I reading this right?
Yeah, that's basically what I've been up to. So here I am, applying for a job in the thriving public school system with all of its amazing resources. But honestly, kids are so understanding, so innocent. Their smiles brighten my heart and fill me with a joy-adjacent feeling. As long as they are controlled and do not laugh, nor smile, nor play, nor laugh. Children must never laugh!
Well, you seem terrific. You're hired.
What?
Excellent. Oh, by the way, going to need Fridays off and every other Tuesday through Thursday for my evil experiments. Hope that's not a problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, this is bad. We just hired a maniac for a science teacher.
Yeah, we gotta fix this before Krupp finds out.
Ah, sounds like a job for Captain Underpants.
No. You need to stay here. Okay, you're the principal, remember?
Yeah, just sit there and look angry for no reason.
You got it. Grr.
When the boys have gone, he notices their water pistol.
Ooh. That will be interesting to put my eye up to. Ah! What? How did I get here? Why is my face wet?
Transformed back into Mr. Krupp, he spots the Captain Underpants-shaped hole in his window. George and Harold slip into class as the new science teacher is writing Professor P on the board.
Hiya, class! I'm your cool new teacher, not some scary guy with a secret evil agenda. Anyway, I'm just going to dive right in here. If there was one thing about this world that you could change, what would it be?
Oh, peace on Earth.
Unattainable. Anyone else?
No. Pacific Ocean into chocolate.
Atlantic into nacho cheese.
It's like we're the same person and yet so different. I love it.
But more importantly, if I had to change one thing about the world, it would be to get rid of laughter.
Get rid of laughter?
What kind of person wants to do that?
Sir. Yes?
I love it.
Oh, look at this. We got a grade A suck up. Good to know. Anyway, this is the brain of an average child. Right here is the thinking about candy lopolis. The fear of what's under the bed lobe. This is the only thing I'll eat is pizza, chicken nuggets, or bottled noodles lobe. Right here is the as soon as someone else has a toy, I want that toy anterior lobe. And this is the ha-ha guffaw chuckle omelus. This funny little purple part holds our entire capacity for laughter. For years, I've tried to shrink it or cut it out entirely. But frustratingly, our survival seems dependent upon it.
I don't like this. I mean, I don't really understand it, but the stuff I am understanding seems genuinely bad to me.
Yeah, same. Excuse me, Professor P? Why are you trying to get rid of laughter? Isn't laughter the best medicine?
Medicine is the best medicine. So, what?
What does the P stand for?
Excuse me?
The P in your name, what does it stand for?
Oh, it's private.
So, that means your name is Professor Private?
What's so funny? I don't get it.
Principal's office, now! You too!
Why him?
Because your friendship and shared sense of humor irritates me and must be destroyed!
We gotta do something about that new science teacher.
Yeah, it's like he's even more of a villain than Krupp.
I didn't even think that was possible.
Whoa, whoa, wait a second.
Tell me about it.
What?
Oh, okay. Maybe we could fix this if we just...
Can you hear me?
No, that'll never work.
La, 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 la. I'm sitting right here.
Wait, Professor P doesn't want anybody to know his last name, right?
Right.
Who's Professor P?
Exactly.
Oh, where's the respect? I am your principal.
Wait, is he Krupp again?
George!
Yep, pretty sure he is.
Harold!
How'd that even happen?
Tra-la-la! Greetings! I need to get the... Sidekicks, what do I need again?
The file. Science teacher.
Oh, right, right, right. I need the bile on the gooey fence creature.
Oh, science teacher.
The dewy tense preacher. Oh. The dial on the lottery.
Oh, come on!
Thank you, human woman.
Sidekicks, explain to me the importance of this secret file.
There's a new supervillain in town, and we're trying to discover his weakness.
Oh.
They find the professor's real name.
Poopy Pants! Hallelujah, hallelujah. His name is Poopy Pants, we found his weakness. Hallelujah, he wants to rid the world of laughter. Forever and ever, we will defeat him. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Captain, are you forgetting something?
Oh, look at that. They came off again.
Hey there, kiddo. First day for Professor P. Could you tell me where the lunch is consumed? What's going on with your face? Are you choking? Do you need to sneeze? I see, yes. Got a case of the giggles, huh? That's fun. Well, I've got just the remedy for that. In the cage, now!
Why?
Because I hate laughter and children, and I've got a cage and a briefcase. Okay, well, have a nice day. Now, what's for lunch?
He enters a room full of laughing peoples and Melvin.
Excuse me, could you explain to me why this is funny?
You! Why is everyone laughing?
You're asking the wrong dude.
Captain Underpants and the perilous plot of Professor Poopy Pants? Oh, what's happening? I'm hyperventilating. Esteemed members of the Nobel Prize Committee, it is with great pride that I present to you the Sizerator 2000. Ooh. Behold, we can smallify. No more traffic jams. And conversely, loungify.
A hot dog becomes enormous.
Look at how big this hot dog is! Going to need a lot of mustard for this frankfurter!
The Nobel Peace Prize in inventing stuff goes to, Professor...
Is that really your name? It's not like some kind of joke.
No, it's not like a joke. It's a traditional name in New Switzerland.
Am I pronouncing it right? Poopy Pants.
More or less, except the emphasis is on the poop. Why are you laughing? I've invented a shrinking and enlarging ray. I should be famous. I should be dating models twice my size and doing the talk show circuit. I should be protecting baby seals as a cause that I say I care about, but not really.
This guy is too much.
They fall about laughing.
Stop laughing! No, stop it!
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Here, take the award. It's just... Well, it's really fun to say Poopy Pants.
You give your stuff an award! I don't want it anymore! Oh, and one more thing.
He shoots her with the smallifying ray.
Of the Nobel Prize Committee, please accept our apology. And... could you change me back now, please?
Why don't you go and invent your own shrinking and enlarging ray if you think you're so smart?
The memory fades. Back in school.
How much of that was out loud?
Extra, extra! Get our latest issue!
Captain Underpants and the perilous plot of Professor Poopy Pants. Oh, no.
Ah, there you are. I've been looking all over for you.
How many A's are there in tra-la-la?
What?
I'll just go with 11. Enjoying your first day, Professor?
The complete opposite, actually. Look at what these little monsters have created. We must lock them up probably, like, forever.
He reads the comic.
Oh, my. This is not a comic. This is a history book.
What?
And as such, it should be taught in every classroom. And you yourself must teach it, because that is how good it is.
I don't understand. I thought, like, we'd be on the same page here.
Ah, what page is that? I'm on page 9 here. It's fantastic. Look. It's about this evil science teacher, who looks a lot like you, by the way, and he wanted to rid the world of laughter, but he couldn't figure out how to do it. Even worse, it seemed like everywhere he went, people were having fun and laughing. It was just infuriating. But then he discovered someone who wasn't.
I don't get it. Why is it funny?
Anti-humor boy. And then the professor says,
very interesting.
That's my voice for him.
Wait, give me that. That's no anti-humor boy. That's the suck up from class. Very interesting. You boys don't even realize it, but your silly comic book just helped me figure out how to wipe out laughter on the
Out of the road, bozo!
Hey, watch where you're going. You just hit Professor Poopy Pants.
Poopy Pants?
That's not funny. Oh, if I had insurance, you'd be in. I'll admit that was surprising.
Wow, that actually worked out for once. Good job, Captain Underpants.
At your service, sidekicks. Now, where was I?
We should probably get back to class, huh?
Yeah, we probably should.
In the school hall.
Excuse me.
If you could just.
Sorry, part your feet.
Sorry.
Thank
okay,
you.
Todd.
Now, let me ask you something. If you could control your principal, what would you do?
Shh, it's starting.
Dressed as Mr. Krupp, Captain Underpants lifts his wig and wipes his bald head before conducting the school choir. Captain Underpants conducts as the choir bounce up and down on whoopee cushions. Pupils crack their knuckles, make armpit farts, put fingers in their ears, then a bell is rung by snot snorted from someone else's nose. A huge whoopee cushion spins round on stage. A review from Harold's piano teacher reads surprisingly appropriate, and George's grandma says, classy. Melvin's with Professor P in his ice cream van mobile lab.
I just want to make sure you apply the extra credit to next semester. I won't be needing it this semester, of course.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Whatever floats your boat, Melvin.
Excuse me. Can I please get an ice cream sandwich?
Yeah, scram, okay? We're closed for Ebola. Okay, just a quick check to make sure that we're connected.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're sure that's safe.
A projector screen appears.
And now some classic funny bloopers.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, this one's my favorite.
I'm sorry, why are you showing me this?
Come on, that was funny. I mean, that child walked right into that rake.
I'm bored. What else is on?
Fascinating. Computer, scan. I don't believe it. You know, I suspected something smaller than normal, but this.
What is it?
I can't find it. Your ha-ha gafar chocolamalus. You don't have one!
I don't get it.
Exactly! You have no sense of humor like a chair or a supermodel! Melvin, with your brain and my brain together, we can finally wipe out laughter for once and for all! So George and Harold want a supervillain. Well, ask and he shall receive.
I hereby declare the Jerome Horwitz Art Program reinstated!
Tommy appears from the locker he hides in.
After you, sir.
Tommy takes the cover off an easel. A cupboard is opened, revealing pots of paint and glue. The dust is blown from a worktop. The kids are doing arts and crafts as George and Harold make a comic.
Oh, What if we...
I'm already on it.
Oh, this is going to be epic.
Come on, Captain. Draw. Move your hand in the shape of a person. Why does it look like a chicken? This whole visual storytelling thing is hard.
Ooh, that's good.
Here, these need words.
Hey, sidekicks, why are we doing this again?
Well, we're making school fun again. You know, free the children.
Hey, what if we put this panel right here?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Ah, yes, of course. Fun.
On it!
Captain Underpants hurries away. Then later, Harold puts down his pencil and wipes his brow.
Where'd everybody go?
They find a fun fair on the school field.
Where did this even come from?
Hey!
Oh, hey, sidekicks. Glad you could join.
How did you even do this? I thought you said you were looking at this. Oh, my goodness. Is that a Ferris wheel?
Well, of course it is. It came with the carnival I ordered. This cotton candy makes me feel powerful.
Hey, where are all the teachers?
Detention. They have a real attitude problem.
Sure beats having Crump around.
Oh, yeah. Crump would totally lose his mind if he saw this.
Step right up. Ah! Who'll be the first to dunk the principal?
No!
Ah, I'm drowning! Tra-la-la.
Right, that's enough. Recess is over.
Ah, come on. Just one more ride.
Hey, watch it.
What is this, a carnival? I hate carnivals. Oh, this looks fun. How do we play?
Hold your fire.
What is happening? Who wants ice cream?
Ice cream!
What are we going to do? We can't keep this up forever.
We have to. We'll just take shifts watching them. I'll take today, you take tonight.
Sugar!
Sugar-fueled kids run riot.
Oh, I really want some sugar.
Me too. Ah! We made the wrong choice!
This did not solve anything!
Hey, sidekicks! Check this out!
As Captain Underpants dives towards a paddling pool, they swap it for a trampoline.
Field trip, anyone?
He drives the school bus.
Nothing's more fun than fire! Except being hot!
The boys hose him, changing him to Mr. Krupp.
What is happening?
Tra-la-la!
Captain Underpants runs on top of a rolling Ferris wheel. He's parachuting to the ground when rain turns him back into Mr. Krupp. He stares at the Ferris wheel crashed into the school and the out-of-control pupils. Then he lands beside Harold and George, whose finger click won't work in the rain.
What the... You two. Your friendship is no more.
George and Harold hang their heads guiltily. Then inside the school, Mr. Krupp points to opposite ends of a corridor, and the boys head off in separate directions. They glance back sadly, and Mr. Krupp glares at them before walking off, while other pupils shut themselves away in their lockers. Taking a seat in class, George looks at the empty desk beside him. In another classroom, Harold takes his place and heaves a sigh. Then he looks around with alarm as he finds his desk marooned on a small island in the ocean. He spots George's desk on a separate island across the water.
George!
Harold! Harold! Come back!
George, I'm right here! I'm right here!
No! Don't leave me!
I won't, George! Wait, stop! George!
They're on two planets drifting apart. Then Mr. Krupp's holding two files labelled Harold and George. He smiles to himself and puts his feet up on the desk. Noticing Edith's tuna casserole, he looks at it sadly. In the mobile lab, Melvin admires Professor P's Sizerator 2000.
This thing is amazing, Professor P. You could probably solve world hunger with an invention like this.
Ugh, pass. More importantly, how do I look?
Just like you do in this comic.
Good. Now, hands off the merchandise to go fetch a little toilet, okay?
I call it the turbo.
Yeah, a couple gold stars for you, kiddo. Let the poop-a-geddon begin!
He shoots the toilet, which grows to twice the size of a house. Then a light indicates that it's low on fuel.
What? Oh, you've got to be choking me. Poopy Pants has no gas. You can't write this stuff. Where would a burgeoning villain find unlimited power?
True power comes from within.
No, it doesn't, Melvin. Oh. That's on stupid posters.
Okay.
It comes from enormous energy sources. A nuclear waste dump.
I see where you're going.
A poisonous chemical factory.
Or perhaps a place even more toxic.
In the school canteen...
These leftovers got a kick. Oh, it's a powerful smell.
Edith leaves. Then Professor P checks the glowing green leftovers bin for radiation.
Back in business, baby!
Memorize these elements.
Oxygen.
From their separate classrooms, George and Harold both spot something happening outside. The giant toilet is striding through the streets, terrorizing people.
Do not interrupt while I'm reading monitor from my textbook!
Toilet!
Harold?
George?
Reunited, they smile. Then their surroundings change to a golden sun-drenched field as they run towards each other. Bumping into one another, they find themselves back in school as the toilet rampages outside.
Students and faculty of Jerome Horowitz Elementary, the world as you know it is about to go extinct, and a new world order is about to rise. One that is, you know, honestly pretty similar to the old world order, except for one tiny detail.
Melvin?
Coming at ya.
Powered by Melvin's unique neurology, I will successfully disable the ha-ha guffaw chuckle-omulus of every single child at Jerome Horowitz Elementary, for I, Professor Poopy Pants. Yeah, it's a funny name. It just makes you laugh and laugh, right?
George and Harold duck as the other pupils are shot by Professor P's laser beam.
Still give you the chuckles now, Poopy Pants?
I don't get it. Why is that funny?
Perfect!
Finally, you're speaking my language!
Oh no, this is bad. This is seriously bad. I mean, a world without laughter?
George, if he destroys our sense of humor, he destroys us. Imagine how boring our comics will be. Captain Underpants and the purchase of the sensible beige pants.
Captain Underpants eats all of his falafel.
Captain Underpants watches cement dry.
And would the creators of this absolutely hilarious comic book please come out? Come out wherever you are. You're next.
Harold and George hide.
Okay, we have to stop him.
Gotta find a way to unplug Melvin.
Yeah, but how do we get to him without Poopy Pants seeing us?
What are you two doing together?
George raises his fingers.
Are you in there?
Oh,
maybe you're hiding here. Oh, sorry. Are you stuck on hold? Ugh, totally hate when that happens. Well, good luck with that now. Those two little
down. Poopy Pants!
What is happening?
Hope this works.
Tra-la-la!
His cape gets stuck.
Keep standing down. Just give me a second.
Ow!
I bet he thought that was going to be cooler.
Oh boy, here goes nothing.
Ha-ha! Prepare to be vanquished and justice to be served on a piping hot platter of freedom with a side order of liberty and a super-sized cup filled with freedom also.
Impressive use of fast food analogies, you giant baby with a cape on. Let's do this.
Metal spikes spring from the toilet's legs and arms. Then Professor P presses the flush and toxic green goo sprays at Captain Underpants, knocking him backwards. He advances, but the toilet leaps high and is about to crush him when George appears.
Freeze! The following sequence contains scenes that are so intense, horrific, and violent
and expensive
that we can only show it using a technology known as Flip-O-Rama! Take it away, Harold.
Okay, first, Professor Poopy Pants gave Captain Underpants the boot.
Foot, ow!
Then he made an underpants sandwich.
Punch, 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 punch.
And then they played a friendly game of paddleball. Oh, no! Darn. Okay, what's next? Oh, yes, then Poopy Pants summoned an army of dolphins!
Wait, what? Why are you always sneaking dolphins into the movie?
What do you have against dolphins, anyway?
I don't have nothing against dolphins, it just didn't happen!
Well, so what? We get to say what happened! It's a flip-o-rama! I like dolphins. The dolphins are in.
Fine. All right, let's just keep going.
You sure?
Yep, positive.
Thank you. Anyway, Poopy Pants didn't realize it, but George and Harold's plan was working out perfectly. So, they shot themselves to the top of the Turbo Toilet 2000. But to keep things dramatic, they didn't quite make it. And then...
What happened to the flip-o-rama?
I ran out of paper.
On top of the toilet...
Hey, Melvin, take that thing off your head. We gotta stop Poopy Pants.
Huh?
Professor Poopy Pants, George and Harold are trying to stop you!
You are just so annoying!
So, you two little numbskulls thought you could distract me with this idiotic naked man, am I right?
Not naked!
Any final words before this whole revenge thing goes down?
Wait, listen. We apologize for making fun of your name. I mean, that was just wrong.
Yeah. We're sorry. The truth is, Professor P, you have probably, like, the greatest name we've ever heard. I mean, George, imagine if we had names like that.
Oh, that would be so cool. Okay, wait, let's do it. Let's try it. I would be Fluffy Toilet Nose.
Yeah, I would be a Sir Cheeseball Waffle Fanny.
Yeah, sure, you're a knight.
This is so good. I want to change mine. I'd be Butt Cheeks Von Stinklesberg.
Stinklesberg!
yeah, those are all really silly names. But there's nothing funny about Professor Pee-Pee Diarrheenstein Poopy Pants Esquire!
Sir, are you saying your full name is Pee-Pee Diarrheenstein Poopy Pants Esquire?
Uh-huh. Stop it! Stop laughing!
Oh, come on! Listen, your problem isn't that people laugh at you. Your problem is that you can't laugh at yourself.
Oh, really, Oprah? Is that my problem? Well, your problem is this.
Pressing a button, he drops Captain Underpants into the glowing green goo in the toilet bowl.
No!
Oh, I hope you enjoyed your years of laughter and merriment, because they're about to come to an end.
He blasts them with a laser.
Do you find anything funny about me now?
You mean other than your name?
Yes, other than that!
And your hair?
What? My hair's cool, I thought.
Are you kidding me? It's almost as funny as my hair back in kindergarten. Remember that afro?
No, this can't be happening. Computer, activate brain scan. Let's see. The frontal lobes look big and healthy. The ha-ha guffaw chuckle-omulus looks all shrimpy, so what gives? Ah! It can't be! The ha-ha guffaw chuckle-omulus is... they're enormous! I need more power! Anything strike you as funny now?
Sure, we can think of something!
George, I can't smile anymore!
No! Hell!
Harold's eyes glow white blankly.
One down and one to go.
As George changes too, their brains talk to each other.
Harold? Harold, can you hear me? Harold!
George, is that you?
Right here, buddy.
What's happening?
We're shrinking. Now, if we don't laugh at something soon, we may never laugh again.
Oh, no. What do we do?
Well, we have to think of something funny, okay?
Okay, yeah, sure. Something funny.
Anything?
No, I got nothing.
Me neither. What shrinkage?
Okay. Well, what did we used to find funny?
Well, mostly potty humor, poop, vomit, that kind of thing.
Really?
That is like the lowest form of comedy. Don't you say that, Harold. Don't you leave me.
Attention, everyone! Pooper Pants here with a little update on the poop again. Due to the success of my plans thus far, I decided to wipe out laughter on the entire planet. After that, you know, I'll probably move on to other planets, Jupiter, Mars, can't forget Uranus.
Wait, did he just say your anus?
I know.
The ha-ha guffaw chuckalomalous sections of the boys' brains grow as they laugh.
Uranus!
Swirls and gas shines. I think I'll go after the other galaxies. What?
It feels so good to laugh!
No, stop it! Stop laughing! You're ruining everything!
As Melvin disconnects from Professor P's invention, the other pupils are freed from their humorless state. Then an error message flashes aboard the toilet.
Uh-oh.
A huge toilet roll is fired from the toilet and bounces down the street over the nearby houses. The children dance around happily, and a huge toilet roll lands on Melvin. Then the professor is bounced about in his control room as the toilet moves violently up and down, still holding George and Harold in its hands.
Oh, how could this be happening?
Never underestimate the power of laughter, Poopy Pants!
Oh, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard!
With Melvin trapped in a massive rolling toilet roll, the children use another as a slide, then more are fired into the air before the toilet comes crashing to the ground, releasing George and Harold from its grip.
Harold, we did it! Harold?
I think I bruised a rib because I've never laughed so hard in my life!
The professor appears.
Oh, we'll see who's laughing once I shrink you down, where you will live in my pocket forever, amongst my cherry-flavored lip balm, my butterscotch-flavored lip balm, my mint-flavored lip balm, my extra moisturized SPF lip balm, and all of my lip balm.
Why does one person have so much lip balm?
Help! Help! Please, anyone! Help!
In the toilet, Captain Underpants wakes and swallows some green glue, which gives him huge muscles.
Ooh, I hope you can find tiny enough pens to make your small little comic books with, because you're about to get smallified!
The professor is knocked off his feet as Captain Underpants flies high into the air, showing off his new muscles.
Tra-la-la! I feel awesome!
No way!
He has real superpowers!
Oh, that is an obvious twist that I did not see coming despite my many years of comic book studies!
I have come to save the day!
Yeah, and I've come to ruin it, so back off, buddy!
Captain Underpants shoots pants.
Ew, that's gross!
Oh, there's more where that came from! Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday!
Unlimited underpants!
I am so glad that we gave him that superpower!
My size greater!
Well, it's mine now!
Oh, alas! The final failure for Professor Poopy Pants!
What does this button do?
The professor becomes a giant.
Oh. Well, hello down there!
No!
Huh, must be holding it backwards.
Yep, that was it.
Wow, he is super dumb.
I can't reach!
Time to take you down once and for all, Poopy Pants!
Buzz off!
George grabs the sizerator.
Captain Underpants, fly over here so we can make you big again!
Crackerjack idea!
Missing Captain Underpants, George enlarges Harold's hand.
Give him a big hand for that one, everybody!
Get him.
The school shrinks.
Whoops.
Look what I've got. A tiny school filled with tiny children and their tiny teachers whose tiny salaries reflect their size and also the value society puts on education.
I'll take that.
Then I'll take this. Ow! Did you just slap me?
Yes, I did. And you deserved it.
No, I didn't. Your hand is huge. That hurt a lot. Give it back. It's mine.
No, hands up.
Not fair. No backseat.
Give it to me.
Would you just give me that?
Ow! Now look what you've done.
Give it.
Ooh.
Knocked into the air, the Sizer 805 is shrinking a dog walker and a house and making a bluebird massive. As it shoots at George, Harold reaches out his giant hand, saving him and restoring his hand to its proper size. Harold then catches the Sizerator and shrinks Professor Poopy Pants.
Gotcha!
Yeah, that's more like it.
Harold smashes the Sizerator after enlarging the school, which Captain Underpants then puts back in place, but on its side.
Like it never happened.
Oh no, where'd he go?
You'll never catch me. You can't stop Professor Poopy Pants.
I can't reach.
Get him, Captain Underpants.
Poopy, get away from me.
Captain Underpants swats the professor and the bee away.
What? Why would you do that? You just let the bad guy get away.
Come on, guys. Pretty sure the bee wasn't the bad guy.
The police arrive.
What the heck happened here?
You're welcome, Peacekeeper!
Shh, don't keep it down!
The police flee from the oversized bluebird perching on the upturned school. Then Captain Underpants is reading a comic in the treehouse.
Did not see that coming! Take that, Dr. Diaper!
I can't believe we made him.
And he's even dumber in real life.
Oh, look! Little dolphins!
We have to get rid of him, don't we?
I think we do. I mean, he's a way bigger problem than Mr. Krupp ever was.
But, you know, George, bringing back Krupp permanently, we'll never be in the same class again.
Yeah, I know. But just because we're in separate classes doesn't mean we can't be friends.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll always be friends, right?
Yeah. Hey, in fact, you know what? Let's do a blood oath, but minus the blood. I don't want to see the blood. No blood.
Pinky swear?
No, that's lame. Mm-mm.
Oh, got it.
Oh, no, what? No, that's not sanitary. Can't we just do, like, a verbal declaration of friendship or something?
Oh, okay, yeah, wow. I haven't really prepared anything, but, I, Harold, hereby declare George as my best friend permanently forever.
And I, George, accept the permanent rights that Harold has given me to be his best friend forever in the Constitution of
America,
friends
friendship.
In the Land, United States.
In the United States. Good. Yeah.
All right, it's done.
All right, cool.
Ooh, what a relief.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, why were we even worried about that whole classroom thing in the first place?
You know, I don't know. I mean, we were younger then. Clearly, we have grown.
Clearly, we have.
Chums, thank you for chronicling my surprisingly grounded biography. The truth is a slippery thing. And you nailed it. Now it is time to fly again. Farewell, my dear sidekicks.
Goodbye, Captain Underpants.
Goodbye.
Dropping the hypnotizing ring, George crushes it under his foot, breaking its power over Mr. Krupp, who finds himself in their treehouse in underpants and a cape.
Oh, George! Harold! What am I doing in your treehouse again? You boys are in big trouble. I don't know how big yet. Why does this keep happening? Where are my clothes? Where are they?
He runs away.
I don't get it. Why is Krupp so angry and Captain Underpants so happy?
Maybe it's because Captain Underpants had us. You know, he had friends.
Well, we can fix that.
Yeah, you know, we could.
So, that's how we came to pull the rarest prank of all. The prank for good.
Huh? Mr. Krupp finds a heart-shaped note.
Do you want to go on a date? A date? Love, Eve?
Principal Krupp. Oh, Benjamin Krupp, you sly dog.
Edith, the lunch lady.
Big plans tonight, Mr. Krupp?
Ah, no, what? That's none of your business. But if you must know, yeah, I actually do. By the way, I was tidying up my office, and I believe these belong to you.
Her comics.
Did you just pull that out of the garbage can?
Well, I read them. And considering they're completely implausible, juvenile, and filled with the lowest form of wit, potty humor, they're actually pretty funny. See you later!
Well, how about that?
The huge toilet is dumped at a recycling center, spilling the toxic green goo on a pile of other old toilets. George and Harold skateboard to a restaurant and watch through the window as Mr. Krupp has dinner with Edith.
You know, it feels good to do something nice for Mr. Krupp.
Yeah, you know what? It does.
Promise we'll never do it again.
Promise.
Oh, my. I have never been to such a fancy restaurant before.
Well, I had to go all out for my lady.
Okay, if you say so, my man.
Once again, that brings our story to its happy conclusion.
I think there's some valuable life lessons in there somewhere. What the...
Advancing toxic toilets.
You gotta be kidding me! No, no!
A diner in the restaurant is swallowed by a toxic toilet.
Waiter! Check, please!
Clicking his fingers, Mr. Krupp transforms.
Principal Krupp! Oh, no.
Captain Underpants saves George and Harold from the toilets.
Hang on, sidekicks!
I don't get it! I really thought breaking that ring would get rid of his powers!
Yeah, well, here we go again!
He flies them into the night sky.
Tra-la-la!
Wait.
No way!
She's been on hold for like the whole movie. Come on, come on.
Hello. Thank you for holding. Come on.
No!
Right from the start, couldn't pull us apart. It just works. Nobody else ever gets me as well on this earth. Like rock and roll, Marshalls and Tellys, mac and cheese, PBs and jellies. Some things are better together, and that's you and me. Hey. Dude, I love you, bro. I love you, man. I love you. You're my brother from another mother. You are my favorite. I'm not ashamed to admit, 'cause I do, dude, I do, dude, I love you.